Yili Nishmas Abba Mari, Zichron Livracha. But the Siman Tov in Gimel Seif Hey, the Seif about the Bala. The Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Mishnah the five types of vegetables that one can use for Maror. Eilu Yirakos, Shotzivan Yidei Chavasan. For Maror, Chazeres, Ulshin, Tamcha, Char, Chavina, and Maror. These are the five types. Now, the Sfarim point out, we have lost the Masorah as to what exactly these five types are, except for two. We know that Chazeres is the equivalent of what we call lettuce, Chasa, and the Masorah is that Tamcha is what we call Chrein. Now, as far as the lettuce goes, there are different opinions whether it's romaine lettuce, that everyone agrees counts as Maror, and there are some who say regular lettuce also counts. You follow your family custom. That's a machlokas in the poskim, whether regular lettuce can be used as well. And many poskim hold that it can. You follow your family custom. The Mishnah Berurah says Tamcha is Chrein, and he quotes that the Chacham Tzvi says that Chazeres is Mash'anu Korin Salatin. That's from salad, from lettuce. Oh. Now, you're not supposed to use cooked vegetables or cooked maror, because if it's cooked, then it loses its status as regular maror. And if it's kavushim, something is soaked for 24 hours, then it also loses its status. So therefore, you shouldn't leave something soaked in water for 24 hours, because then it can lose its status as maror. The Mishnah Berurah says if you soak the chrein in water for 24, you shouldn't do that. But the eved, if that's all you had, you can be somech, because since we see the chrein still has a very strong taste even after the 24 hours, you can use it. But that's only the eved. Now, if someone's going to use the chrein, so the Mishnah Berurah says you're supposed to grate it. If it's whole, it's very hard to eat it in a way that it's almost a sakana, and that's not the mitzvah. If it's so sharp, and it can be mazik you, it's almost impossible to eat it in a normal way. So therefore, you would grate it so its taste becomes a little bit weaker, to release some of the sharpness and then use it for the seder. Now it's very important. Nowadays, you know, we have, let's say, gefilte fish with chrein. It's like this red stuff, like the beet juice is mixed in. You can't use that for maror. When we say chrein, we're talking about the actual raw horseradish that's grated. But to use what we call chrein that goes together with gefilte fish, that you can't use for the seder. That's not maror. That is not. That cannot be used at the seder. It's very important to mention that some people are confused since we call that chrein, that red stuff we call chrein. People might even use that to seder. No. That's for sure not maror. So it's either the lettuce, romaine lettuce, or it's the grated raw horseradish. Oh. Now here there's a little bit of confusion. The Shulchan Aruch says, Itgar ha-mitzvah b'chazeres. The primary mitzvah is with the lettuce. That's better than the chrein, better than the raw horseradish. And if you don't have the chazeres, then you use one of the other ones. Why is that the best one? It's not so sharp. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Gemara as follows. If you leave lettuce in the ground longer, it becomes bitter. So lettuce resembles what happened to the Jewish people in Mitzrayim. First, when we came down, things were pretty good. They had honor and respect. Later, they're forced into slavery. So therefore, since the lettuce is the type of vegetable that becomes bitter later, so that's the best thing to use for maror, and that's the psak of the vast majority of the poskim, that even though the lettuce itself, the romaine lettuce, is not bitter at all, you still use it for maror. It's well known, the Chazon Ish held, that the maror has to have a bitter taste. So people that follow the Chazon Ish, they get specially made romaine lettuce, which is left in the ground a little longer than normal, and taka, it becomes more bitter, and that's what they eat at the Seder. But that's the, if you follow the Chazon Ish, that's the shita, that's what you do. But that is the minority custom. The vast majority of the poskim say you can eat the regular romaine lettuce, even though it's not bitter it's not bitter at all. The Mishnah points out that lettuce has bugs in it. Sometimes you have to be very careful to check it for bugs. That's why it was a big gift that Hashem sent us, the Gush Katif type lettuce that's practically bug free. You have to clean it carefully. But so nowadays we have a chance to do the mitzvah the best way with the romaine lettuce, with the real chasa. And the Gemara says that's the best type of maror to use. And we have a way to do it with a much smaller problem with bugs. Again, it has to be checked, you know, according to what it says on the packaging. But nowadays we have a chance to do the mitzvah without the bugs, with using the best type of maror, for the best species for maror, which is the romaine lettuce. Oh. Now the Shulchan Aruch says that all the types of maror are mitzarif to the kezias. So if you want to mix them together, then you're allowed to do that. So some people do that. Some people will add a little bit of the raw, of the grated horseradish into the lettuce, because that adds more of the bitter taste. And some have that custom. Others say no. The lettuce is the best one. You shouldn't be using the second best. You should be using the mitzvah in the best way, and just eat the kezias with the lettuce. So I want to share a custom from Rav Willig Shlita, and it captures the idea of the importance of minhagim, as well as trying to be medaktik v'halacha, and trying to do good chinuch all at the same time. So Rav Willig holds that one should use lettuce, romaine lettuce, and the grated horseradish is not the ideal. However, Rav Willig at his father would use a grated horseradish. And when you eat grated horseradish, it's hard to swallow, and your face turns different colors. So Wilk said that when he was younger, and he was at the Seder with his father, so Wilk's children saw their grandfather, Wilk's father, turn colors at the Seder, eating. That was part of the minhag in the family, to watch Zaidi get the real, quote-unquote, the real maror down, the horseradish. So now, many years later, Wilk now is the grandfather at the Seder, and that custom of, you know, watching Zaidi eat the grated horseradish, he wanted to keep in his family minhagim. Yeah, but if Wilk holds that really the horseradish, the maror is the lettuce, not the horseradish. So what he does is, for maror he uses the regular lettuce, because he holds that's what you're supposed to do, or the romaine lettuce. Then for korech, he makes a sandwich of the matzah and the lettuce. And so the first kezias of the lettuce, which is the real mitzvah of korech, is he uses the lettuce, the romaine lettuce. But then at the end of the sandwich, he puts on the grated horseradish. And this way, he, Rav Wilk, who's now the Zayde, he's the grandfather, he fulfills the custom of turning different colors, trying to get the grated horseradish down, and his children, his grandchildren see that being done. It's a beautiful example. Family minhagim are precious. If you have a family minhag, you should keep it and treasure it. And it's a big schluss to have minhagim in your family. And at the Seder, daven that your great-grandchildren will keep your minhagim at the Seder. However, halacha is halacha. And if we'll hold it's at best to be the yevet, they use the grated horseradish. So therefore, he found a way to keep the minhag going, but fulfilling the halachos in their luchachilu way. It's a classic example of family minhagim being medaktik and halacha, and very, very good chinuch, all at the same time. Okay, we'll stop here.